Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your brother, Elohim Christ, coming to you live out of Philly. You gotta love it. I'm back on the air. Last week we didn't go on. Last day was Father's Day, and so many of my children wanted to do things for me, so I decided to just hang out with the crew. I think that was pretty good. I hope that each of you could a good experience last Sunday. I spent time with the family. It's always good to spend time with the family. Okay. We have a very interesting and very, very controversial subject today. How to become a Christ. Well, you know, we could say nobody can become a Christ, but Jesus in the Bible is telling you different if you read what he's saying with the proper thought process, which we're going to go through a little bit today. First off, we have to start off with our main thing. We talk about love because love is very key and very vital to everything. You can't really access the spiritual realm opposed to without a lot of love in your heart, without knowing what love is, okay? Without understanding how love functions and how we're supposed to function in love. Now, the 1%, based on what they teach about love, love is something that you have no control over. One day you walk down the street and bam, you don't fall in love with somebody and you're stalking them and you want to kill them because they don't want to be with you. Well, that's not love. That's something other than love. And they need to address that issue because if we're going to get out of this mess that we're in, and boy, are we in a mess. I'm talking about the 99%. We are in a mess because what we don't understand is that the bottom controls the top, not the other way around. That's why the top works so hard, spends so much money with subliminal seduction and everything else trying to keep us from realizing the truth about what's going on. Now, I'm saying that, but stick about for a minute. If everybody stopped purchasing stuff from, let's say, Walmart or Pathmark, what happens? They close down. They can't keep making the money unless the bottom participates. So the bottom literally controls the top, so the top runs off money. And that's why they're pushing so hard with the laws and the rules to and games and stuff to keep you distracted so that you don't know what's going on, okay? And one of the biggest distractions that they have is love. They're not actually teaching you what love is. This is why we don't get along. This is why most of the family seems so dysfunctional. I'm going to talk a few minutes about love because you can't get into Christ without the proper understanding of love. If you read the Bible, Jesus talked a lot about love because it's so important. How are we going to get along if we don't know how to love each other? You can't talk to your family. You can't talk to the children. You can't talk to anybody. We don't get along with each other. We wonder why the communities are so screwed up because the 1%, like I said a minute ago, is not teaching you actually what love is. Love in reality is an action word. So when you think love, what action are you supposed to be engaged in? The act that makes others feel good. Now think about it for a minute. You know, I'm just going to go through the whole love thing because it's very important to move into how to become a Christ because you can't become a Christ without the proper understanding of love. When you deal with the understanding of love that I'm giving you right now, okay, and you put this understanding on all of the actions that Yeshua ben Bandera, who you call Jesus Christ, what he did, you'll understand that every act that he did that made others feel good. You know? And you begin to see through what he did through his actions that everything he did, he was acting out of love. Now, when you first meet somebody, right? The first thing you do, guy or girl, doesn't matter, you do little things to make them feel good, little things that are, that you, what we call in society, winning them over, you know. You take them out to dinner, you go to the movies, or you cook for them, or you buy them nice little gifts and stuff like that there. All these are acts that make the other person feel good. Now think about it, see. When you first get together, you're committing all of these acts, and these acts is what makes you draw an emotional response to the person. Oh, he or she is so nice. Oh, they treated me so good. These acts trigger an emotional response. Now, I'm going to draw a lot of criticism by this from this statement, but it doesn't matter because you some things have to be said. There's only one emotion. One emotion triggered by different acts. I've heard people say there's 52 emotions and 40 emotions and all that, but there's so many different acts that can trigger an emotional response, but there's only one emotion. So if somebody commits an act on you that make you feel good, then that emotion of love, friendship, begins to take over. And if somebody does something to you that's evil and wicked, then that emotion of hate begins to take over. But they're both the same emotion, but they're described differently because the heart, and this is something that a lot of people don't know, the heart gives off a pheromone, okay? And a certain pheromone that it gives off make you feel a certain way. You can be around a person that does something to you, boy, I can't stand this guy or this girl, because the pheromone kicks in every time you're around them because of the act that they have committed against you to make you feel like that. See what I'm saying? And the heart has a neural network in it. You know, I'm going through the full heart message today because we're talking about Christ. You can't talk about getting into that spiritual realm, because when you talk about Christ, you're talking about the spiritual realm. You can't get into that spiritual realm without that emotional stability that love brings, if that makes any sense, okay? The heart has a neural network that communicates with the brain, and the heart remembers those little acts that you do. And when you're with somebody, if you hooked up, you got, and you're with your spouse or your husband or your boyfriend or girlfriend, however you are engaged in relationships, if when you first get together, all these actions are so beautiful, so wonderful, and then when you get together, all of a sudden something's changed. Are you mine now? And you do like I tell you, because I'm the guy and you the girl, and they bring in all these things that wasn't there in the beginning. All the things that made you attract to that person and made you draw that emotional that we call love towards that person, all of a sudden they did. So who is this guy? I don't even know this person. Who in the world is she? They call her the other shoe dropper, you know? Because when they first got into the relationship, they didn't understand that those acts that they were committing, that is the love. And they're supposed to keep those same acts going for as long as you're together. And the minute you start, let's say you get a little nervous whether the person loves you or not, and you do little things to push their buttons to see if they get mad or to see if they get jealous. But those things actually hurt the relationship, but don't help the relationship, you know? If you're insecure in a relationship, that means that the other person's actions have begun to change. It might start staying out late when they weren't staying out late. It might start being places where you don't know where they're at all of a sudden, and all of a sudden the conversation changes that makes you a little suspicious. So you need to sit down and have a conversation with that person and let them know what's going on and why you're suspicious and what's up. But when you sit down, after you get this message, you need to sit down with your spouse or your friend or whoever you're with, you know, your children, and talk to them about what love, you follow what I'm saying? When you're following the spiritual attributes that's pushed down through the universe, okay, the law, universal law, I know this is going to hit a couple people a little tricky here too. Universal law is you reap what you sow, okay? It's before mathematics, okay? I haven't said this before, but I want to say it now. It's before mathematics because we're getting into the Christ consciousness. And when you get into the Christ consciousness, you got to go absolutely back to where everything actually originated from. When I say it's before mathematics, when you give a child a basketball, the child doesn't calculate calculus and trigonometry and algebra before they shoot the ball. They just shoot the ball. And if the ball don't go one way, if it's not enough force on the ball to make it go where it's going, you know they got to put more force on the ball. There's no calculations involved. You see what I'm saying? It's the action that's going to produce a reaction. That's what we deal with right from the beginning. When a child starts walking, they grab something, if they fall on that, hey, they don't do no calculation. They know, hey, I ain't grabbing that no more because I fell on my butt. So action and reaction is the actual law of the universe. That's what makes everything do what it does. If you put two chemicals together, you don't have to measure how much chemicals you're putting together. You're going to get a reaction. Now, if you want to control the reaction, that's when mathematics come in. Mathematics is a methodology of control. If you want to control the reaction that you're getting from the chemicals, then you say, well, I need a teaspoon of this, a quarter teaspoon of that, or 1 gram of this, or 2 grams of that. And this gives you a control reaction to the action that you're putting forth. Okay? So mathematics brings you into a control situation, but action, see what I'm saying, can be controlled or uncontrolled. You know, that's why they say some people are out of control. They're just reacting to a thing without bringing the dealing with the consequences, the mathematical equation of what's going to happen to the action when they put it out there like that, you know. So I'm going through all this in depth because we're talking about the spiritual realm. We're talking about Christ consciousness, okay? This is what we're going to get into, how to become a Christ. And Ukraine is, well, I shouldn't say can't, but it's very difficult to move into the Christ conscious realm without first understanding what love is, because you want that reaction to come back to you a certain way every time. And your act is going to determine what kind of reaction you're going to be getting from the entire universe, all right? So you have to be mindful what you say, how you act, what you do. Everything is very important because everything is based on action and reaction. And that action that you put out and the reaction you get back determines what type of emotional response that's going to come from you and it's going to come from the other person. Now, listen, I'm going to say this again, okay? There's only one emotion triggered by many, many different acts, okay? There's not a whole bunch of emotions. You only have one emotion. When that emotional response comes up, it's triggered by something that somebody did, or you can just mentally bring up that emotional response yourself, like in martial arts. They say emotional content. They want you to get emotional, but use the energy that that emotion brings, okay? Now, the reason I'm getting into this in such depth is because we're talking about the Christ consciousness. We get into that spiritual realm. It's all about action and reaction. Now, your mind plays a very definite part in this because what you think about, okay, you bring about. They're giving us this on some of the CDs. They're giving us this information like it's brand new. But this information has been around for thousands and thousands of years. This is not new information. It's just that they have tricked you so that you can't understand what's going on, so that you won't be able to get along with each other. The 1% do not want you getting along because the bottom controls the top, not the other way around. The top don't control the bottom. Now, the Egyptians used to put the term KRST on their tombs, on their mustabas. KRST is Christ. They knew about the Christ consciousness way back then. None of this is new. You know how they say nothing's new under the sun, so none of this is new. Now, as I said earlier, I cannot teach you, cannot be your guru, your minister, or none of those things. When I give the message, the message activates DNA in you because you already have all the information in you. So I cannot be your teacher. I can only bring you a message to activate some of the DNA that you have. And when we're talking about love, that's what we're doing. We're activating your DNA so that your DNA can click in and you begin to get more information and more information about everything. Because literally, you know how they say, boy, you think you know everything. Well, actually, you do, but you don't know how to access it. It's like going into a computer and don't know what program they go to. You can't find the information, but you have it. It's there because of who you are, where you come from, and what you're supposed to be here to do. Now, those are three powerful statements, but I can't get into that right now. We only got 1 hour, so. But I'm going to touch on all of that as we go along, okay? My job is to help activate your DNA so that you can get into the information that you have. All the information in the universe is locked inside of you, and you can activate it, but you have to have emotional stability in order to get the information, right? Now, let's start with the first thought process. Now, all this is about a thought process, because if you don't have a proper thought process, well, I shouldn't say proper, but each thought process brings you to a certain conclusion. You cannot get certain conclusions without a certain thought process. That's why the Bible is such an interesting book. There's so many thought processes in there, and based on where you live at and what you want to do, you can find your thought process in there, and you can stay right there through the whole book and never change and be there for the rest of your life and die right there on that thought process. But there's different thought processes that activates different information from your DNA, okay? Now, what is a Christ? Boy, that's a big one. You know, was Jesus a Christ? Yes, he was. But was he Jesus Christ? No, he wasn't. We're going to just break this down just for a minute. There was no Jesus Christ. There was a Yahshua ben Padel who was a Christ, which is what you're supposed to be striving to become, a Christ, okay? Now, what does that mean? A Christ is one who was crystallized into oneness with the universe. Now, I didn't say with no person, with the universe, because you're connected to everything out there. Everything out there is a part of who you are, all right? We say, well, I'm from Africa, I'm from France, I'm from Egypt, I'm from the United States, I'm from Nigeria, you know? You're not from nowhere on this speck of dirt. Well, I'm bringing you into a different reality. You're not from nowhere on this planet. You're from everywhere out there, because your ancestors have been all over the place out there. In fact, they constructed all that stuff out there. All right. So, who are you? How can you become a Christ, and what does that mean? If I'm crystallized into oneness with the universe, I have to understand how. How is it possible for me to be connected to everything out there? That don't even make sense. Sometimes I have trouble just crossing the street, you know? How can I be this great being that we're talking about? How is this possible, you know? They said that Jesus said in the Bible. He that eateth of me will become a son, and greater works than I did, you will do. So we can do great. If we can do greater than what Jesus did, then we have to be what he was. And what was he? He was a Christ. Now, the Jesus Christ, that little blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy, they got strung up on a cross over there. He's a fake. I'm sorry, but he's a fake. If you go back in history, you'll run into, once you get past Constantine, there is no Jesus Christ, okay? Once you get near Constantine, there is no Christian, all right? They just wasn't there then, all right? There were Gnostics, but there were no Christians, okay? The first followers of Yahshua ben Padel called themselves Gnostics, not Christians, all right? And if you go back and look up Yahshua ben Padel, you can go all the way back to Egypt, find him, his family. They had Bendera temples in the family line. Powerful family lineage he had. But you can't find him looking for Jesus Christ. I was like, if my name is Harry Reid and you're looking for Harry Thompson, you ain't going to find me because you're looking for the wrong guy. It's all by design. They do not want you to find out what's going on because they don't want you to activate the power that you have, all right? Now, let's go one little step further here, okay? You are an extension of Source, okay? Now, just think about this for a minute. We're going to just tackle a little bit of the Bible with the thought process that I'm on right now. In the beginning was the Word. It wasn't a spoken word, because wasn't nobody writing nothing back then in the beginning, right? So it had to be a spoken word, which is energy. And what the book is saying, in the beginning was energy. And you are made up of the same energy that everything else in the universe is made of, which makes you an extension of, not a creation of. You were not created. Now, the translators, some of the translations are actually wrong. They just straight up wrong, okay? That's like 2,000 years from now, somebody try to translate what these kids are saying on the rap records. You know they're not going to get it right because, you know, you got to ask the children what they mean. I got some of my grandchildren working with me right now, and I got to ask them, what are you talking about, man? Because they done changed the dialogue. The slang vernacular that they have is different. So we don't understand what they were talking. 2,000 years is going to be tough. And the same thing, we had a slang vernacular back there too. And these translators that translated the books, they don't know what they have having a hard time translating some of this stuff. This is why Muhammad came along to bring us back into the teachings of Jesus. And Jesus, when he was speaking, he gave up ciphers. See, he gave ciphers to understand the entire book. So we in there literally talking about what's going on, don't really know what's going on. I don't know if I want to stand it here, so let me stick to where we are. If in the book it says if you want wisdom to ask God, talking about there, you know, how come I can't get wisdom from the preacher, you know? They're talking about going into yourself, into that universal process that you have to bring out that information. Because it's all inside of you. You follow what I'm saying? When John 1:15, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask of God that give it to all men and abradeth not. So the information is flowing freely. I mean, the first thing they wanted you to do is put the Bible down. Put the Quran down. I'm mentioning both the books. Put the Asbi down, Bhagavad Gita. Put the books down. Why they want you to put those books down? Because there's power in them books. They took those books and rose a nation, and you're throwing the book in the trash. Something's wrong with your thought process. You follow what I'm saying? Here you got people that's raising a doggone nation, okay, with what they have, and with the books that your ancestors wrote. Okay, melanated people wrote these books. And with these books, they have, my laptop just went down here. Now, with these books, they have raised a nation, built wealth, became rich and powerful. Yet, with the thought process, okay, that you're under, all right, you're taking the book and throwing it in the trash. If something is wrong, what's your thought process? Something is wrong. Something is wrong with the way that you're thinking, okay? You're going to have to upgrade. You're going to have to go from 2.0 to 3.0 and really to get into what's going on. Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with the universe. See what I'm saying? Now, in the book, it explains that you can become that. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you would do. So Yahshua ben Bandera in the book is telling you that you can do greater stuff than what he did. But the wicked say, oh, nobody can be like Jesus. Oh, nobody can do this and nobody can do that. But the book is telling you different. You are a very powerful entity. Yes, you are. You have power beyond your wildest imagination of things that you can do. But somebody has convinced you that you're less than and not equal to. And with that thought process, you're limited as to what you can do, all right? Now, in order to become a Christ, all right? Now, it says here that if we're going to become a Christ, we're going to need the power that he used. Is that possible? Can we be what Jesus the Christ was? Yes, we can. All right? And in the book, it tells you that you can. All right? When it tells you that you can be greater than something, you have to be what they was in order to do what they did. If I'm going to fix electrical work, I got to become an electrician so I can do electrical work. So you can become a Christ. How do you become a Christ? Boy, now that's something to think about, because this is what we're talking about. This conversation leads you to think. That's what I want you to do. I want you to think about it. You know, we don't think about becoming a Christ, because the wicked done told us nobody can do what Jesus did. Nobody can be a God, but it tells you in Psalms 82 that you're all God. You know, it's telling you who you are, you know, telling you what you are, what you can do, and what you can become if you put your mind to it. See, what you think about, you're going to bring about, because the entire universe works for you. Not the other way around. You can't service the universe. Nothing you can do to service the universe, but the universe is here to service you. Once you accept that, then you begin to allow, you begin to use, because the power is already flowing through you. You begin to use the power that's flowing through you and manipulate things and get things done. Don't it seem strange that you get to a certain point and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and nothing seems to get, you can't seem to get past that? It's all because of your thought process. And your thought process beginning with understanding who you really are. You are an extension of the universe, and the power of the universe is flowing through you. You can do anything that you want. Now, there's a thing that I used to tell my little ones. When you want to access something, you sit in the middle of the circle, and as you sit in the middle of the circle, everything goes around and around. You watch how they got what they got. You sit back and you prepare yourself. When you're ready for it, you reach up and grab it. If you get on the outside of a circle and start chasing, you'll be going around and around and around, and 20, 30 years went by, and you said, dog, I'm still here with this one little house and one car, and nothing's going on. So once you accept the fact that the power is in you, and you have the power to change and do whatever you want because the universe works for you, things will begin to change for you. This is what the 1% don't want you to know. Now, this conversation we're having right now is very controversial. If I sit in a group of ministers right now, we'd be foaming at the mouth. We're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because they don't want you to come into your own, because everybody wants to control you. They want to control your money. Now, think about this for a second. You sitting in a church, they collecting tithes, but they following Jesus. Jesus never collected a tithe. Jesus never collected charity. He gave. He never received. You understand what I'm saying? So why are these people looking for your bank statements and all that when you sign up for the church? Something's wrong with the picture. Everything is about your thought process. You have to begin thinking differently if you're going to rise into your right spirituality so that you can have what you're supposed to have. Now, they ain't got so many definitions for spirit and soul and all that. Everybody's confused. It doesn't ask me, well, somebody said the spirit is this. Somebody said the soul is that. Well, it's not complicated. See, complication sits the evil one, because he makes things complicated. The only person who can explain this stuff to you is him. So you got to go sit in one of his schools for 4 or 5 years to learn what you can learn in about 2 months, because he's made it so complicated to make money off you. There's conscious energy, okay? That conscious energy is your spirit, your soul, everything. It's all of it, okay? Conscious energy formed in flesh, that's what makes God, okay? Conscious energy is the energy that seeded the entire universe. Everything began with conscious energy, and you're made up of that conscious energy. You follow what I'm saying? Conscious energy vibrating at a certain frequency becomes fluid or solid. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. That's why they say God is one. Because we're all made up of the same substance vibrating at different frequencies. That's what's going on. Your frequency, the mind, the earth, and the universe out there vibrates at 72 megahertz. Okay? Is It's not complicated. It's very simple. It's very easy. And that's what they're afraid of, because if this talk get out, people will begin to say, something's wrong here. You know, why are we fighting over this speck of dirt when we could be uniting and be controlling the galaxies out there? And we dying and killing ourselves over a speck of dirt. Who's giving us this thought process? And what happens when we start to unite? The minute you start to unite, they send people in there to disrupt you, to cause you to fight, kill, and murder each other. Well, right now, we done got to the point where it's time for me to give a few shout-outs here to some of my friends and constituents out there. But right now, the people who are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you being on the line. I know it might not seem like, to some might not seem like much, because you're not want to yell and talk and all that, but you're listening. I appreciate that so much. It lets me know that I'm not alone, okay? Now, we have released a gospel CD, one gospel CD I released called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. Now, the link for that CD is cdbaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2, okay? That's the number 2, so check it out. We ask ourselves, when Jesus come back, how is he coming? He's going to come back the same way he came the first time, through one of the goddesses' wombs. So you sisters out, be mindful of what you're doing with these babies. You know, don't be in a hurry to dump these babies, because we need these children. If we're going to get out of this mess, who you think will get us out of this mess? The children are going to be the ones that get us out of this mess, okay? Now, also we have a book out, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. Very powerful book. That's also on CD Baby, so you can go to CD Baby and catch that as well. And those of you who have already purchased my CD, I want to thank you so much, because the numbers are coming in. The people that are purchasing are supporting us by buying the CD. Now, there's something that I haven't told you about the CD. I have tones on the CD that activate your pineal gland. That's what took me so long. It took me almost 2.5 to 3 years to put the CD together, because I wanted those tones to be exactly right. Now, every morning when I wake up, I put that CD in and I meditate to it. All right. Now, if you got the CD in there, listen to it a couple of times, because the CD is set up on the formula that the major record companies use. So you have to listen to it a couple of times before it actually locks in. After you listen to the CD a couple of times, try this. Just try it. Meditate to the CD. After you finish meditating to the CD, cut the TV on. It's like you come from one world to another world, because the frequencies of the CD put you in a certain mind frame, gives you a certain physical response. And the frequency of what the what's coming across TV and regular radio is totally different. So when I get to a certain point, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day, I have to stop, put the CD on and meditate to it to bring me back to a certain vibratory frequency that I want to be at, you know? So when you get the CD, just try it. Meditate to it. You have to get through meditating, cut the TV on or the radio on, and you'll see the difference. You'll see how you feel, how everything changes, and you'll be able to feel the difference in the frequencies between what's on the CD and how it makes you feel, and what's on TV and radio and how that makes you feel, okay? Now, as we go along here, I got a little carried away here talking about the CD, because I really want you to understand what's going on with that CD. Now, right after I get off the air, my brother's coming on to call Will I Am. So, boy, he got some stuff for you, man. I mean, this brother's like a walking encyclopedia. He seems to know every doggone thing. So I tune in, I listen to his show, and I like what he's saying. And I think that it would be a good idea to listen. Now, we talk the talk, but I'm walking the walk. Now, you can turn to some of these other shows, they don't say nothing about nobody. And that's not how we're supposed to go. They're supposed to take a few minutes and mention some of these other shows to support their brothers and sisters, but they don't do that. They're talking the talk, now they have to begin to walk the walk. They'd be on for an hour, 2 hours. They're doing 5 or 10 minutes just to mention some of the other shows that's on, like I'm doing right now, okay? Now, the Will I Am show it comes on that right after I do. So if you know what the Philadelphia time is, you know what time that he comes on. Okay. Now that number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-476-87#, and that will take you right into the show. Okay. Now I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When the Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. So it's a very powerful book. I suggest you get it. Also, we have the Legacy of a Nation show that comes on every Saturday. Brother Mac and his son, they come on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And the call-in number for that show is 347-677-1533. And every Saturday that I listen, I learn something. And I'm sure if you tune in, you're going to learn something as well. I'd like to also give a shout-out to Nikki Love's show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number for her show is 347-215-8040. You can also get her at her website at NikkiLoveWuNam.com. That's Nikki Love, W-N-O-M. That threw me a little bit, the WuNam. WuNam.com, and you can catch it there. So we also like to give a quick shout-out to the Black Cross Nurses, Division 178 at 53rd and Girard in Philadelphia. And, boy, do we need nurses. They're headed by Basima Muhammad. Her calling number is 215-796-0366, okay? Now we have RBG Industries. That's the Red, Black, and Green Industries. Brother makes clothes, designing clothes. He makes buttons, flags, whatever you need. Give brother a call and he'll accommodate you on what you're trying to do, okay? His call number is 609-638-5828. And I would also like to give a shout-out to Tom Thorpe, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia, has six CDs on the market, and his just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, his CDs to come up. If you want more information, just contact Thomas Thornton at 267-259-4077. I also like to give a shout-out to the heaven-bound gospel singers. Boy, I'm telling you, the way they sound like they're heaven-bound, too. Them brothers really sound good. They just released a new CD. It's called Reflections. And for more information on the album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1499. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go check them out, all right? I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. We got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3844. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you got. No, I'm just kidding. Nobody deserves to be sick. But just give them a call. And don't worry, they say. Just call them. You don't have to worry. You'll be healthy after you call these guys, okay? Okay, I just had a little computer error here. Okay, now we're back on track. So I just want to give a shout out to all those people because they've been doing a wonderful job at what they do, and I think that we should go and check them out for ourselves to find out exactly how good a job they have been doing for the community, because I wouldn't list them if I didn't think that they had something really to offer, okay? Now, now at this point, we at the halfway, well, I went a little overboard here, so we've got about 20 minutes left. So at this point, the mics are open if you want to ask a question or if you want to say something about your group or if you have a church, you want to give a number or something, anything that you want to say, you can just chime in right now, and I'll open up your mic and you can get a chance to say whatever you want to say, okay? Other than that, I'm going to jump right back on the topic and keep on moving, okay? Now, now it says that those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God, okay? What do they mean by being led by the Spirit? See, now, the preachers break this down, and they make it so complicated, you know? Conscious energy, that's the spiritual realm that you're working out of. And your conscious, you know when something's wrong or when something's right. Anybody really got to tell you. You know better. You can feel it. You can sense it. And this is what we're talking about, you know. And if you're led by that spiritual consciousness that's telling you, you know, even when you're a kid, you do something, you they say children don't lie. Children will lie in a heartbeat. You do something wrong. You say, what are you doing over there? Nothing. They know they're screwing up. But they know right from wrong. They're born knowing right from wrong, okay? Most of the wrong stuff that the children are getting are coming from the culture that we've been raised in. Don't forget, you're turning your children over to people that have had your detriment in mind from the beginning, all right? So each person, you know, like in Romans 8:18, it said, "For I reckon that the suffering of those present are not worthy with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Didn't say to us. You go check it out, Romans 8:18. Be revealed in us. They talk about the information that's inside you, because all of the knowledge of the universe is locked inside. You just have to learn how to get it out. And you get it out through meditation, all right? Okay, let's go into that just for a second. I wanted to go into that too much today, but let's get into that just for a second. When you meditate, all right, you start with your feet. Relax your feet, go up to your calf, your thighs, and work your way all the way up through your body. Your face is the hardest because there's so much, you got so many muscles in your face. But once you get totally relaxed, all right, look up, don't open your eyes, look up and you'll see the blue light is your protective light. And your yellow light is your work light. When you want something done, it's the yellow light that you use to put out the blue things. The blue light is what you use to protect your family and your loved ones and protect yourself. Also, the blue light locks you into the psychic realm where you can just touch or be around a person and you know what they're going through. You know what's going on. You can see what they're doing, see where they're at. You can see so much, you know. I know if some of this is hard to understand, but I've done psychic readings for people, you know, and they know that it's real. The one that I've done the readings for, they know that it's real. And once you get into that blue and yellow light, you begin to do the same thing yourself, you know. We have so much power there. It's just unbelievable. You have the kind of power that you can shut the weather down. This is what Minister Farrakhan was talking about when he said, hey, you know, he went down to Mississippi and said, I'm going to call a law on Mississippi. And it rained so much in Mississippi, right, that they called him saying, if anybody know how to stop this rain, please stop it. You know what I mean? You have so much power. Remember, before he went on the Million Man Marches, he proclaimed himself to be a Christ. He began to understand what was going on, you know. Once you consciously access that power, you can do so much with it. It would just amaze you. You can actually heal yourself without going to the doctor. But, you know, that's tricky. You sit there dying, you know, not knowing what you're doing. And next thing you know, people knock on your door and they corner come and get you out the house. So you got to practice this stuff. You have to really work at it to get it down, you know. Some of the Reiki masters, I think that's how you pronounce it, are constantly they constantly work at this. They practice using this particular energy to heal and do things for themselves, you know. Now, like I said, the information is inside you. You already have the information. There's nothing I can say coming across this airway that you don't already know, and I know that, see. That's why I can't be your teacher, your preacher, your minister, or your prophet. This is why Jesus, Muhammad, and Moses, they all came as messengers. Because what they want to do is talk to you to activate the information that's already in you. So if I'm your messenger, I can't put myself above you talking about I'm teaching you or he's my mentor. And he's, you know, no, I can't do that. See what I'm saying? All I can do is drop the message and you yourself will begin to activate more and more and more and more because you already have the information, okay? I can't say that enough, you know? You already have the information in you. All you have to do is go on, okay? this is why Jesus, he said, it's not my will be done, but thy will be done. He said, my Father is greater than I. He does the work. Now, if his father's doing the work, what does he mean by that? How can his father be doing the work? We're talking about the power that's flowing through the universe, and once he activates that, that's what's getting busy. Not you, but the power that's in you. That's what's getting busy. But you have to activate it mentally. Remember, Mama used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it, you know? Be careful what you think about. It just might come into existence, you know? You think the wrong thoughts, and you wonder why you're catching so much hell. You're bringing it on yourself. You have to change your thought process. If you want different reality, you have to change your thoughts. Your thoughts are bringing to you, remember, action and reaction. Your thoughts are action. Thought travels at 24 billion miles per second, all right? So your thoughts are physical, or your thoughts are energy vibrating at a slow enough speed that it can be measured. That's what I'm saying, okay? So when you put that thought out there, there's a reaction that's going to come back from that thought. So, yes, you have to begin to control what you're thinking. That's why the television is so dangerous, stuff when you watch these TV shows and stuff, because you're no longer in control. That's why they call it TV programming. They're programming you to think a certain way. And when that program kicks in, it's hard to kick it off. It's very hard to get out from under that program. Trust me, I know. I go watch TV 4 or 5 days at a time without stopping because the program is so strong. So what you need to do at this particular point, right, when Jesus came, I'm going back to Yahshua ben Bedera again, because when he said, it is not my will be done, but thy will be done, for my Father is greater than I, he does the work. Jesus came to bear witness to that which is true, not to bring truth, because the truth is already in you. When Pontius Pilate asked him, okay, where are you from? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, why are you here? He said, I come here to bear witness to that which is true. He said, truth, what is the truth? You follow what I'm saying? He come to bear witness to that which is true. He said he didn't come to change anything, to fulfill. You follow what I'm saying? Because I keep saying this over and over because like I'm trying to convince you that you have it. But they have been bombarding you with the other messages for so many years that you don't have it, you know? And so I'm just saying it as many times as I can get it in, that you're carrying power. You just have to step up and begin to use it, okay? You are the owner, maker, God of this universe, powered by source. Okay, power by source energy. The source energy is what powers the entire universe because source is the energy that you're using to power everything, okay? this is why I'm going through this at this particular time. This is going to be the only time that I give this message. It's going to be quite a while before I give this message again, how to become a Christ. This is one of the most controversial shows that I've done. Now, I've actually talked to ministers before I went on the air with this show. And, man, the conversation lasted 4 hours, back and forth and back and forth, what you can't do, you know. Everything is about the thought process. People want to control you. People want to manipulate you. Your thought process has to bring you into freedom, all right? Now, I'm going to say this here. I think I said it once before, but I'm going to say it again. The architect, if an architect is here, you look around, buildings are being built. You have architects of freedom, okay? All of the great leaders have came. Now, they talk like architects, but nobody's gotten free. Think about it. Mubarak Ali, Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Father Divine, all of them been here. And they've done some great work, man. I ain't trying to disrespect them. But ask yourself this question. After all those guys have came, people are free. You can't count them on one hand. So they were talking like architects of freedom, but they weren't, okay? So in Paul, I think it's 18, he talks about The architects will come. And when they come, you got to bear with them, because they're going to be coming and bringing a new gospel, talking a different Jesus, all that kind of stuff. They're going to be the ones that's going to bring about freedom, because freedom is not here. Nowhere on the planet ain't nobody free. Nobody knows what freedom is. Nobody knows how to bring about, because nobody, the architects of freedom, haven't been teaching the people how to create freedom. And this is what's going on. This is what's going to have to happen starting in 2018 when everything goes crazy, you know. I'm saying that so we have, for those of you who have a lot of money in the bank, turn some of that money into gold bars, start buying something other than this worthless paper that they're giving you, okay? Computers, you ain't going to be able to get your money out of computer, because once that computer flips, you know, there's no way to know what you have, because the information is gone. Okay, they don't know if you get 10 cents or $10 million in the bank. It's going to be gone, all right? But the gold that you have stashed in your house, that will still be there. And gold will be the medium of exchange for a few minutes, all right? So if you do have money, start putting some of your money in gold bars, all right? I'm giving you a fair warning. Start putting your money in gold bars. Don't keep all your money in this green worthless paper that they're giving you, calling it money, okay? Because it is, it's actually not worth the paper that it's printed on. I'm just telling you right now, I'm giving you a warning, okay? We're almost out of time here. And once again, I want to thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate it. We got a full board here, and and it makes me feel good that you called, that you listen every Sunday, that you're checking in, and that you're receiving the message. And as the message begins to activate, the information that's inside you and your DNA begins to wake up, all right? And you begin to park some of this information on your own, because, like I said, I can't teach you. I can only bring the message. And you'll begin to teach yourself. And that's what's going on, because everybody has to be self-taught. You can't rely on nobody outside of yourself, because nobody knows what you need more than you. Nobody knows what you have to have more than you. So you are the best teacher to get what you need. You are the best example of what you have to have, okay? And with that, we got about 4 more minutes left. Once again, I want to go back to the CD that I have on the market. I want those that have purchased the CD, I want to thank you so much. The CD is really starting to do pretty good, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your support, because we need little things like that to keep the ministry going. Also, on the CD, it took me 2.5 years to make this CD. There are tones on the CD that activate your pineal gland. A lot of our pineal glands have been calcified, okay? They do have shows on YouTube that give you tones to both uncalcify your pineal gland, but I've checked them out, and some of them are too strong. And the vibrations are so strong that it actually hurts the mind. So these are the tones on the CD are designed to gradually bring that pineal gland back alive. And you meditate to it. Now, just try this when you get the CD. Meditate to the CD, and as you meditate, cut the radio on, cut the TV on. You can literally feel the difference, all right? That pineal gland, once it's not activated, you begin to feel things, your psychic ability will get stronger, things will begin to happen. Those that are whose pineal gland has already been active, they kind of know what I'm talking about. Your pineal gland will activate. You begin to sense things. You'll know things. You'll find a certain peace once the pineal gland begins to open up. All right? Now, I only have a few seconds. So remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And if your actions don't make the other person feel good, then you're not acting out of love. You're acting out of something else. And you got to figure out what it is, so that you can understand what you're doing to cause harm to the people around you, you know? You be causing harm to people around you and don't even know it. So you have to figure out what you're doing, okay? So I want to say that I love you. Thank you so much for chiming in, and I will see you next Sunday, same time, 3:00. Peace.